Well, how are you beautiful coffee lovers, and welcome back to the Home Barista Podcast with me, your host Sean, aka the Drummond Barista. Well, here we are, everyone. We are back, and it's been a while since the last coffee break episode. Apologies for that. I took a couple of weeks out just because I recorded and streamed and published all of the current podcast episodes that I had. So I took a couple of weeks out to reset, to re-energize, to rewrite a couple of episodes for you guys. And here we are. So we are back in November 2022, and we are back, as I said, with another coffee break episode. And I've got one more coffee break episode coming as well. And to be clear with you guys and to let you know what the plan is for the remainder of the year and the future of this podcast, I'm going to be releasing one podcast episode every month. I know that I started off with the podcast releasing an episode every 2 weeks, but if I'm honest, life is life, work is work, my full-time job is my full-time job, and all of this incredible stuff that I get to do is on the side. So my podcast, all my content through Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube is all on the side of my full-time job and, of course, my life. So to make this easier and also to keep the content flowing and to bring you guys the best content that I can, I'm going to be moving the podcast to one episode every month. And also, reason being is because all of the content and the conversations and the topics that I was able to touch on through all of the very first 11 to 12 episodes that I released, I loved them and they were fantastic. And I had some incredible conversations and some incredible collab times with some amazing people. And I want to keep that flowing for you guys. So that's why it's going to be one episode each month from here on out. So yeah, I hope that's all good with you guys. And I know the episodes that I'll be able to bring will just be even better than the very first one. So bear with me as we continue on this incredible journey together. And thank you so much for your support and love and for sticking around. I know that it's going to be fantastic. And I just hope that, as always, every single episode is fun, entertaining, informative, encouraging, and motivating for you as the listeners to want to learn more about coffee and to go on a coffee journey. Anyways, here we are in Coffee Break episode 4, and we are back with a banger of a topic here on Coffee Break. And just to make you aware that this is also a video podcast and is available to watch on Spotify and YouTube. So no matter where you are watching or listening, make sure to hit the follow or subscribe button and the notification bell so that you get notified on all of the platforms that this podcast can be found on when the next and newest episodes are dropped. And bonus points for those of you who are subscribed on YouTube, as you can enjoy my YouTube short content. So big ups to you guys. Thank you heaps for tuning in and for subscribing to my YouTube channel. Now, in today's episode, I am going to be talking about how I, Sean, the Drummond Barista, have trained my palate to understand flavors, sweetness, and acidity, and mouthfeel, and how I describe them. And also, guys, just to make you aware, as you probably noticed, I'm looking away from the camera every now and then down to my computer screen. Reason being is because I've got a lot of information within this podcast episode that I want to share with you guys, and I've written all of it down into like a bit of a script and a bit of a following so that I am able to give all of you guys all of the information that I wanted to bring across. So it may be a little bit weird me looking up and down every now and then, but bear with me. I will try my best to make this as seamless and as comfortable as I can for all of you guys, but that is why, because I've got a lot of information and I want to make sure that I bring it across to the best of my ability, giving you guys all the information that you need. And also, some of you may or may not be thinking that this is a strange title for a podcast episode, and why not use the clickbait title of How to Train Your Palate, which a lot of people do. My reason for that, and I want to stress this point from the get-go, is that my way is not the only way. And to be quite blunt, no one's way is the only way. There are so many ways and so many different palates in the world and so many brains and mind frames of how people would do this and think about this, and how the human body, the human brain, our mouth, our tongues, our taste buds, our smells, our aromas all work slightly different. But guys, these are my thoughts and findings over the past 6 to 7 years that I have spent training my palate. This is a question that I get asked pretty much every day over Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and face-to-face conversations with friends and loved ones. This is also a podcast episode that is taken far too long to be produced, so I apologize for that, but here we are. We're doing it. And as I just said, everyone's palates, senses, and receptors are different. We all use different methods of explaining and remembering flavors, but I do believe that there comes a time when we can all be on a level playing field of communication when it comes to explaining everything that flavor brings to our palates as an individual and as a human being. And to give an extra helping hand in this topic, I will leave a link down in the description of this episode to a video that the coffee legend Lance Hedrick did recently on this topic. He goes a little more in depth than I will be, but it is a fantastic video to watch as he does an incredible job of visually explaining what he's saying around this topic with different fruits and foods that he has on the table with him within the video. Now, before we jump in, I do have a little announcement for you all, which I'm very excited about, which most of you would have seen by now if you follow me on social media, and that is that I've partnered up with one of Christchurch's best and longest standing coffee roasters as their newest affiliate, and that roastery, my friends, is C4 Coffee. Now, I'm super excited to be partnered with these guys as they are an incredible coffee roastery that has been around the block a couple of times now and has been a real beacon of coffee light here in Christchurch and within the South Island of New Zealand. I have enjoyed many incredible bags of coffee from these guys over my time and have had first-hand experience of being within their cafe, seeing the magic happen, talking with the baristas and staff. So when they reached out and asked if I would like to partner with them, it was a no-brainer for me and just felt so right and comfortable. So if you're on the market for some fresh coffee or keen to try a new roaster, make sure to click my affiliate link, which is down in the description of this podcast or on YouTube if you are watching, to check out what C4 has to offer. And in full transparency, guys, as it is an affiliate link, I do get a commission from your completed sale that when paid out will be invested straight back into the Drummond Barista and the Home Barista community. Well, with all that housekeeping out of the way, I hope you have a beautiful cup of coffee in hand and let's jump straight into it. For this episode, guys, because there is a lot of information, as I said at the beginning, what I'm going to do is I'm going to break this down into 5 steps. Okay, 5 steps. And I encourage you in true 21st century fashion to swipe up on your screen or unlock your phone, unless, of course, you are driving at the moment whilst listening to this podcast episode on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Don't do any of those things. Concentrate on the road and come back to it later, maybe when you're on your coffee break at work or your lunch break. But for those of you who aren't driving and are able to, swipe up on your screen or unlock your phone to go to the home screen and open up the Notes app on your phone and write down these 5 steps. So step number one, first and foremost, step number one and step number two are going to be the 2 most important steps out of all 5 of these. This is why I want to start with them. Step number one. And this is turn food into memories, right? Turn food into memories. When eaten, visiting a cafe or restaurant for a savory or sweet dish, slow down. We live in a world that is always in a rush and one that champions cheap, unhealthy, and crappy fast food. And so we eat in that manner, fast. I challenge you, think like a chef. And be the coffee snobs that we are when we visit our favorite or new coffee spot in the cafe or restaurant you are in. Now, chefs understand flavor and flavor pairings a lot more than most people, and they channel that passion and love into their food and into every single dish that they make. So take a mouthful, slow down, chew it, and experience what is happening on your palate with the different flavors and textures and how seasonings can play a huge part within that dish and the eating experience. Then, if you can, document that experience in your mind and memories for later. Trust me when I say that coffee will remind you of food more than you think. Honestly, it will. Step number 2, and that is to try drinking different drinks. And this is crucial. Now, I know that sounds so cliche and simple and whatever, but honestly, don't forget, as a friendly reminder, coffee is a drink. Coffee is a liquid, and it can be enjoyed over a short or long period of time and at different temperatures, which allows the flavor to change. Now, be it fruit juices, sparkling drinks, alcoholic beverages, smoothies, herbal teas, fruit teas, black teas, and basically anything that you can turn into liquid, even honey. Same as step number one, create a note, but this time pay close attention to how the liquid flows into and around your mouth and down your throat as you swallow. Then slow down. Don't rush to have a second or third sip. Pay attention now to how the drink is lingering around in your mouth and on your tongue. Where is it sitting on your tongue? Is it at the tip of your tongue and tasting nice and sweet? Is it in the middle and along the sides of your tongue, tasting balanced and just yummy? Or is it right at the back of your tongue, right at the back of your mouth, tasting nice, but with a bite and acidity that you maybe weren't expecting? Now, let me be clear with that last line. Sometimes a bite and acidity is taken as a bad thing. And yes, it can be, but most of the time it can actually be quite pleasant on the tongue and lead to a wonderful drinking experience when all of the flavors come together in the end to create what we call the perfect balanced or the perfect cup of coffee, whatever that may be, but that might be what it is. Now, step number three, moving through these pretty quick, but they're quite simple and they're easy to get. Step number three, drink different coffees. Once again, sounds simple, but it's not. As I've mentioned so many times before, through many different podcast episodes and conversations and Instagram posts, whatever it may be, blog posts as well, we, as humans, we love routine. Well, some of us do anyways, but we love being comfortable and not straying too far from the path of what we know. There are so many different types of coffees out there, from processes, varieties, to how they are roasted, prepared, and marketed. And every roastery around the world, even here in New Zealand, will have their own spin on them. When and if you do start branching out, as always, make sure to take notes of the coffee you brought, the roast date, what country it is from, what process and variety it is, and of course, flavor notes. Write down what the flavor notes are on the bag. Now, I'm going to add this in here. I wasn't going to, but hey, I can. And go with me on this, personal preference and personal opinion, as always. I, Sean, the German barista, dislike coffee subscriptions. I get them and understand them from a business front, and they are a sure way of guaranteeing a steady income. But once again, in my honest opinion, I feel like they're killing the fun and excitement of researching what your next bag of coffee will be and then taking away the fun of ordering that bag of coffee. Now, if I'm completely wrong on this, let me know in the comments on Instagram. Wherever you can find a way to message me, let me know if I'm completely wrong on that, because it might be quite fun. But I personally just feel like it kills and takes the excitement out of researching and looking into what, like, yours or my next bag of coffee will be. Now, it's all too easy and a nice, comfortable lifestyle to just have the 250-gram bag of coffee rock up at the door every week or fortnight, and that's that. Like, for me, that's just quite boring because, I don't know, I'm too open-minded. I'm an experimenter, a creative. I want to try different things. I want to be looking into different roasteries and learning about different coffees and different coffee varieties, or finding a coffee roastery that does the same coffee as someone else and understanding their take on it and how they roast it. That's just my opinion. So, enjoy. I want to chuck out a challenge here in this particular section for those of you who are predominantly espresso drinkers. Pop out and buy an AeroPress or a V60. They're relatively cheap, easily available from a lot of different roasteries here in New Zealand and around the world. Make sure you buy some filters as well. And then buy yourself a bag of filter coffee and experiment brewing with that to see how you go and what you thought of it. And likewise with predominantly filter coffee drinkers. Big investment, I know, but maybe buy yourself an espresso machine, brand new or secondhand, or the next time you visit your local cafe, purchase an espresso-based drink instead of a filter and see how you get on with that. I think both parties will be quite surprised by the results and how pleasant both methods are. Okay? That's a little challenge for you guys. If you do it, let me know. I'd love to know what you thought, what you ordered, what drink you had, where it was from, what cafe it was. So let me know down in the comments, or as always, come over onto Instagram and, you know, send me a message and let me know. Now, step number four, and this one is kind of quite important if you really want to go down the rabbit hole of getting really into coffee. But I'm going to say it's quite important because it is, because it's been a huge help for me. Step number four is download a flavor wheel. And that's kind of it, really. Now, I say download because you can get digital versions. You can go onto Google as well, and there's lots of different versions of the flavor wheel. But I'll link the Speciality Coffee Association flavor wheel down in the description of this episode here on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube, as that's the one that is most widely used throughout the whole world within coffee circles. And yeah, just a good one. It's nice and easy to look at, nice and easy to read as well. So I'll link that down in the description for you guys. Now, as I said, I personally feel like this is quite a vital document, image, or piece of information that you can have in and on your coffee bar at home, in a cafe, or even in like a restaurant as well. And what it does is that it helps you to get prompts in your mind as to what you are maybe tasting on your tongue and in your mouth when the coffee hits your mouth, and will help to spark those little memories that I spoke about in step one and step two. And trust me, that when I say without a flavor wheel, I personally would have been quite lost, because I'm quite good with memories and I'm blessed with a pretty decent palate. And yeah, I've got a good memory of like meals and stuff I've had, of drinks that I've really enjoyed. So yeah, I've been able to really think back to a lot of those times and a lot of those memories, and having a flavor wheel has really helped me to understand those a little bit more, and has prompted a lot of memories for me that has brought up a lot of good memories around eating food and having lots of delicious different drinks. So it's a fantastic way, as I said, to get little prompts that will spark your mind frame and that will spark your thinking into stuff that you've maybe had before. Now, for those of you who follow me on social media, you would have seen my flavor wheel in the background of all my videos. If you want to, and you're finding it a bit hard to understand which one to get, drop me a message and I'll happily take a picture of that flavor wheel for you, and you can use that as your flavor wheel. You can download it from your phone and print it out, or you can keep it on your phone and do whatever you want with it. But I highly recommend getting one. They're a huge help, and they will just really help you understand what is happening on your tongue, and just prompt those little flavors as well. So highly recommend it. And step number five, the final step, and this one, guys, I think is something that we should all be doing more. You know, I am a big advocate for talking to people, for sharing knowledge, because sharing knowledge is important, and sharing knowledge is key. And without that, none of us will ever really learn anything. Like, this is why I've made this podcast at the same time, and why I make all the content I do, because I know I've got a lot of knowledge, and I know I've got a lot to share and a lot to say and a lot to give. So let's have a conversation. Let's be humans. Let's go back to how we do stuff and have a conversation with people. Now, talk to the barista in your local cafe at a reasonable and good time. Don't go and talk to them in the height of a rush or a lunch rush or a morning rush. It's just never a good time, because you're not going to catch them at their best. They're not going to be focusing on customer service. They're going to be focusing on customer service through providing a beautiful cup of coffee and a perfectly prepared cup of coffee to what they know. So find a good time and a reasonable time, and talk about the coffee or coffees that they are serving in the cafe. Ask them all the questions that you know you can ask, and please don't be shy. Trust me, from an ex-barista to the public, we love talking about coffee, especially when we've got the time to and we're feeling good, we've had a moment, we've had a coffee, we've re-energized ourselves and reset ourselves. We love talking about coffee, especially when we are behind the bar and we can be hands-on and showcase to you, the customer, what we are doing, what coffee we are grinding, and how we are preparing the coffee or coffees that we are working with that day, that week, that month, or that year. Now, you never know as well. I used to do this quite often. Maybe it was a bad trait of mine, maybe not, but I loved sharing and I loved explaining what I was doing and then showcasing that for a drink. You never know, you might get lucky and the barista at the time might make you a cheeky free espresso or a flat white to try, and they'll talk you through it and they'll love that moment because it's such a fantastic time for a barista to have a conversation with a customer and then be able to build that relationship with them, allowing them to come back time and time again, knowing that they'll get a fantastic experience. So yeah, talk to the barista, ask them about what coffee or coffees they have on at the moment, and ask them what's tasting good as well, because that's one question that they will really get on board with and talk your ears off for hours. Trust me. So please, guys, for me, do this the next time you go into your local cafe and let me know how it went once again by dropping a comment down below or sending me a DM on Instagram. I'd love to hear the conversations that you had, what cafe it was, the barista you spoke to. I want to know about it, and then we want to share that knowledge and we want to bring more people on this journey with us together. So there we go, guys. There's my five steps and a couple of important points and traits and information and documents that I have taken the time to understand, taken the time to learn and bring into my own personal experimenting times and my own personal coffee drinking times. But it's something I do every day. I drink coffee every day. I experiment with different coffees every day. I experiment with cocktails every day. I enjoy eating lots of different foods and lots of different fruits and understanding the flavors and what they do and where they sit and how they play on my tongue. So these are just my five top points. Five. For those of you watching on the video, I did five and held up four fingers. So they're my top 5 points. I hope they've been easy to follow. I hope you've learned something from this episode, that it's been encouraging for you. It's been informative for you, motivational, and also helped you to understand what it is to try and train your palate a little bit more. Now, as always, if you have any more questions about this topic, I'm always open. My messages are always open. My email is always open. So drop me a comment, drop me a DM on Instagram, send me an email at thedrumminbarista@gmail.com. And yeah, I'm more than happy to talk to you guys. I want to talk to you. I want to share more of my knowledge with you. But for this episode, episode 4 of Coffee Break, that is all I have for you guys today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening. I'm so excited to be back here with you guys on this podcast, bringing some more episodes for you, some fresh new content. I've got some incredible ideas coming up for the future and especially for 2023. So make sure to hit that follow or subscribe button and stay tuned for when the next episode drops. And with that being said, I'll see you guys in the next episode.